filtration, bulk grains, bug out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Virginia Farver, and we're going to be talking about a very real threat to America that most people are totally unaware of. You see, the media, the controlled media, focuses our attention on whatever they want us to be concerned about, certainly. We see the war over there in the Middle East, the new war in Iraq, the war in Syria, the potential war in the Crimea, and today we see the tragedy that's unfolded in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya, and we focus our attention on that. Why? Because the media focuses our attention on that. And yet, if I told you that Americans are dying on a daily basis because of a very real threat here in America, that threatens everyone listening to this program, or at least 90% of them, why, people would be a little taken aback. I mean, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the very real danger of electromagnetic fields. Now, when I grew up, certainly we had electricity, but we actually, we didn't even start out with microwave ovens. We only got those later down the line, certainly of fluorescent light, a source of electromagnetic energy, but basically there's a difference between the use of electricity and these electromagnetic fields that come with a cell phone, with a cellular phone, with cellular towers, certainly with the use of Wi-Fi and broadband and all of the things that are associated now with this wonderful electronic world we're living in. But you see, the scientific studies are in, and animals, for instance, are exposed to Wi-Fi for a period of five generations, become irreversibly infertile. And then, of course, if you believe in population control, it's excellent. But the information is being actively suppressed from the American people. And we can go into all the things that create these electromagnetic fields. But, I mean, if you have a computer that has a cord on it, and you get your information that way, that's fine. But when you have a cordless computer and using Wi-Fi or broadband, why, you are creating an electric field, and the longer you're in front of it, the greater the danger. Virginia Farver, you pick up the story because you learned the hard way about these electromagnetic fields. And Virginia is on the front lines of trying to warn people, and the average American really doesn't understand because the media is concealing the truth. Virginia, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on. My journey started in 2008 when my son was diagnosed with glioblastoma brain cancer. And he was living in San Diego at the time, and we had a neurosurgeon that told us that it was his cell phone. So my son only survived 7 months, and after he passed away, I was looking up everything I could on the internet, and I actually bumped into a bunch of articles about a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And I didn't know at the time, but I've had 5 years to go through all the paperwork, but in these articles, they say that there's a, they mention a cell tower, and this cell tower, they said, was installed in 2005, and it was actually installed in 2002, and there had been complaints about the emissions being illegal on it, and I actually found documents where people were saying, if I were the FCC, I would bust these guys, and so I kept, I started contacting the SDSU administration about this cell tower, and I could not get any answers. I asked them for the signal direction and the power strings and everything, and they sent me the nuts and bolts to the actual tower itself. But once I started asking the hard questions, that's when all communication ceased. So I pretty much had to figure out what was on the cell tower myself. And it's actually a heparin cell tower. It stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network, and it's a backbone node to the UC San Diego Supercomputer Center. And these are connected to several grids which form the smart grid, and they are all connected to the Stanford University VLF Research Group, which is HARP. And if anybody, I'm sure most listeners on your program know a little bit about HARP. But anyway, and this cell tower also has all the government nitrate agencies on it. And there's several, there's over 20 of them, and also all of San Diego Spower agencies on it. So during this time, I also investigated, there were several people that became sick with brain cancer on the campus, and they were in the same building, in the same room. And during the same time period, there was also another cancer cluster on the UC San Diego campus, which involved 15 people, 8 women with breast cancer. And they were all in a room in an office that was right next to an elevator and all the electrical equipment for the whole building. And high EMFs were found in this building as well. And also investigated a cancer cluster for Cali Elementary in Carlsbad, where there's high-tension electrical power lines that go across the school property. And also, upon further investigation, there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a four-mile radius of this school. So this is killing a lot of people, and these stories are not getting out. So that's what I'm here to do.
And Virginia is doing a great job on getting the information. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, Sydney is asking about that. Sydney, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What are the sources of electromagnetic danger that are plaguing the American people today? What are the various sources of it?
Well,
there's
cell phones. You know, we have to realize that there are millions of cell phones now, and you cannot have a cell phone without a cell tower, and that's what my concern is. And then, of all things, I live in Fort Collins, so this whole thing has wrapped around and brought itself to home for me with the smart.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. My guest, Virginia Farber. Over 90% of the American people have a cell phone today, and every one of those is a potential source of cancer or other disease. Would that be a fair estimate, Virginia?
Yes, this is causing more than just cancers. It's attributing to the causes of autism. There, one in every 42 boys is now reported to have autism, and they're finding out if you can reduce your usage of anything wireless and do this to your kids, this will actually help your kids heal from this stuff. So there was actually a new study that just came out yesterday by Dr. Martin Paul, his last name spelled P-A-L-L. And I'm very, very concerned right now because now we have all these smart meters on our homes, and they're basically cell towers attached to our homes. And in this report, this is a quote. It says, it has been known for over 30 years that short microwave pulses can cause massive cellular damage. And so this is what these meters emit is our pulsed radiation signals. So we've got to figure out a way to get these off of our homes. And I've also been on conference calls with Curtis Bennett. He's the thermoguy.com, and he has an environmental firm called Thermographics. And while on the phone, I mentioned that a lot of people were having issues with police officers coming to their homes with forced installations. And he became very angry on the phone, and another gal spoke up, and she said, "We just need to calm down." And he said, "Listen," he said, "I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going to be blunt." He said, "Not only is this going to kill your kids, it is going to kill you." And he said that right now, regardless of opt-outs, Dr. Stan, everybody is getting full body radiation 136 times a minute, over 84,000 times a day. And this is equivalent to what you would get with a CT scan, and we're getting that every few days. And I believe the guidelines for a CT scan are every 3 to 5 years. So this is very, very serious.
And, see, nobody is telling the American people about this very real threat from these electromagnetic fields. Now, certainly this is the problem with the smart meters. We have a great 4-CD set on smart meters. You can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We would not let them put a smart meter on our home. Most people didn't even understand what was happening. Some people are extremely sensitive to this and have all sorts of problems. Others don't seem to be so sensitive, but the effect is cumulative. And then, of course, we have not only smart meters, we are moving towards smart appliances, the smart grid, but that is simply part of this overall Wi-Fi, broadband, cell phone, and even computer. Right now, certainly, traditionally computers, why you had them hooked up to a line, to a telephone line. No longer, why now they become independent, so that they can, with Wi-Fi and broadband, but you are getting radiated. And when you have that computer on, you are radiated, and now this is what they're bringing into our schools over the Common Core, so that all of the children are going to be radiated. Virginia, when you try to tell people this, what's going on, what sort of response do you get? Most people look at you and say, that couldn't be true.
Yes, the majority of people, or they just look at me and say, oh, well, it's everywhere. Well, that's pretty much their attitude, Dr. Stan, and that is the worst attitude to actually have. And before I forgot to tell everybody, actually, this Curtis Bennett also mentions that, you know, with all these meters chattering with each other, these are actually causing molecular earthquakes, which is actually damaging to the very foundations of our homes. I mean, this is going to render our building codes useless. So,
Would you mind making that point again? What are you saying?
Okay, well, with all these meters chattering, when you hear about the 190,000 pulses, this is going on in the atmosphere around in our neighborhoods, and what this is causing are molecular earthquakes to the foundations of your home. He basically on the phone mentioned taking a piece of sheetrock and flipping it 190,000 times a second, and he said this is going to tell you how long our building materials are going to last. And there's real concerns over this in California with all the earthquakes. So he's working frantically. He's testifying in Canada and in the U.S., and I think he's testified in Texas. So there's a lot of really, really good people that are working on this stuff as well. And in 2011, non-ionizing radiation, this is cell phones, cell towers, Wi-Fi, and smart meters are all classified as a class 2B carcinogen, which is the same as DDT, lead, chloroform, and also asbestos. This is what we're being exposed to right now, and they have sufficient evidence right now to reclassify this to a class 2A, so it's much worse than what they're telling everybody. So I'm just trying to get the word out so that people can become active in their communities and get the message out. But there is some good news. Take Back Your Power, www.takebackyourpower.net is a movie that will now, CPT-12, the Colorado Public Television Station in Denver is going to air this movie August 12th between 7 and 9 p.m., and I want people to mark that down on their calendars and tell your friends, your families, your neighbors. And there's been a new version of this that's been brought out, and I guess it's bringing up the issue of UN Agenda 21 as well. So I want everybody to watch this movie on TV and tell anybody you can, and pass out flyers if you can. And
now,
so,
what are you suggesting that this is part of the Agenda 21, a population control program for killing off a large part of the world's population? Is this? I really believe it is.
Yes, I believe it is too, Dr. Stan. And you know, I'm connected with people all across the country, and we all believe the same thing. We actually think it's the eugenics program. And this is more important than ever, Dr. Stan, because they are coming out with new things. There's something called a light radio cube. And if you look that up on the Internet, they are new little tiny 2.5-inch cubes that are going to replace cell towers. And also, they're coming out with something called outer nets, which are satellites that will beam Wi-Fi down onto the Earth so you can be connected all over. And I just found out Denver and along the Front Range, Comcast is planning on installing citywide Wi-Fi hotspots. So this is very, very concerning. And so people that know about this stuff have so far have been able to avoid it, but this is no longer going to be the case.
And, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to get by without a cell phone today. But I won't have one, Sydney, my wife won't have one, and you shouldn't have one. Sydney, there are other regular line telephones are wonderful, Sydney, but we have now something that is going to devastate and destroy, Sydney, our population. It's already destroyed the lives of millions of children, and because it can affect the development of their brain. And there is evidence of that. The cell phones do affect the development of brains, isn't there, Virginia?
Yes. A child's brain isn't fully developed until their mid-20s. And boys are actually, their brains, the myelin sheathing in their brain does not develop until they're late into their 20s. So this is their concern. And, you know, cell phones, my son got his first cell phone in 1998 when they first came out. And he was 18 years old, and the latency period is 10 years for brain cancer. And this is the problem. Parents are getting cell phones for five-year-olds, and their brains and their bodies cannot handle this radiation. And the radiation almost goes completely through their brains, and the autism rates, the cancer rates, everything are just skyrocketing. So we've got to get the parents knowledgeable about this, and the kids don't have to have these. It doesn't have to be a popular thing to have anymore either. And I wanted to bring up the fact that underwriters for insurance companies, Lloyd's of London, AM Best, and RE Swiss are all underwriters, and they will not insure the wireless industry because they know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to get sick from this stuff. So we need to get that message out as well, too. So,
we already have our four CD set on smart meters. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get it. And now we're putting together a new one on EMF pulse, electromagnetic pulse. And this will be available. You can actually order this, both of them, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we're in the process of putting it together. You need to get it, but you need to use it to help us get the information out because it's being effectively blocked by the people who control the media. And people say, well, if it was that bad, we'd know. And no, ladies and gentlemen, because of the degree of control over the media, if it was that bad, you would not know. Are you out there in the listening audience? Are you concerned? Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I want to hear from you if you're out there listening audience. Are you concerned about this? Have you heard about it elsewhere? Do you realize what this is doing to our entire population? And it's not just here. It's all over the world. In fact, these cell phones are very prevalent even in Africa, aren't they, today?
Yes, and actually, in Costa Rica, there are 8 million residents and over 14 million cell phones. So this is the problem. And you, like I said, you cannot use those without a cell tower. And this particular cell tower on the campus that I referred to in 2002 was capable of sending signals 72 miles, and in 2006 was capable of sending signals up to 95 miles. So you don't know what is on these cell towers. You don't know how far the signals go. But all I do know, Dr. Stan, is that we're completely being bathed in this stuff, and it will affect us. And they said that currently the 3 to 5% of the population is EHS sensitive, and there are now.
What percentage of the population is sensitive?
3 to 5% are EHS sensitive. That's electrohypersensitivity. That's headaches, fatigue, concentration, memory problems, brain fog, vision problems, heart palpitations. There's over 120 symptoms, but There are predictions by 2017 that over 50% of the population will be EHS sensitive. And most people I talk to just with these meters are already having mild headaches and the constant ringing in the ears. So this is a real big problem. And so anyway, just trying to get the message out to everybody.
And ladies and gentlemen, the scientific studies are there. If you are a young man and you are wearing your cell phone on your belt, why your sperm count goes down about 50%. If you are a woman and you carry your cell phone around your waist, why your fertility rate goes down 50%. In animals, they're certainly exposed to EMF radiation after five generations, why they become infertile permanently, irreversible. The scientific studies are there on humans. The scientific studies are there on animals. And the fact that you're not hearing about this through the regular media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. You need to get our two states. A CD says one is already made. The other is in the process of being made. The one on smart meters is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The other on the ELF Pulse will be available just as soon as we can get all the four CDs together.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Fort Collins Radiator Shop honors our fighting men and women and all the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your sacrifice. Our prayers go with you and your families. This military tribute is from Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. That's 482-6783. A staple in our community for over 46 years. Family owned and operated, Fort Collins Radiator Shop on the air because they care.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Spring, Virginia Barber. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, come in. 877-254-7524. And we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ann again. And I wanted to ask if she has some websites to give out that would be helpful, and if there's any kind of protocol about how to notify, who to notify to say you do not want a smart meter on your home.
Oh, right.
And
to
kind of give an update.
Let's just get to the questions one at a time. What site would people go to get information on this?
Okay, I'm referring people to go to the Take Back Your Power site. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And also, author Katie Singer just released a book called The Electronic Silent Spring with my son's story in it. And it actually has a lot of stories where people have gotten sick from these meters. So
and
I encourage people to read it.
We will be carrying the Electronic Silent Spring book. It's $18.95 plus shipping, and it's an excellent book. It's available. You can call it, get it, and just call us at 800-544-8927. The title is Electronic Silent Spring. Our answering service doesn't know we're carrying it. Just tell them you want the book, Electronic Silent Spring, and we will have that for you. But even more important would be to get the 4-CD set on the smart meters and this 4-CD set on ELF. You need this information. You need to help us get it out. So go right ahead, Virginia.
Yes, the website to the Electronic Silent Spring is www.theelectronicsilentspring.com. Frank Clegg, the former head of Microsoft Canada, has endorsed this book, so this is huge. And so anyway, I need to get the message out. But what is happening is we've had contact with law firms. They know the utilities are not following the Constitution. If you sign, for instance, Fort Collins, I sent in letters refusing a smart meter, and that we had an opt-out, and there were a bunch of us that actually got letters saying they were going to shut our power off. And last March, my power went off early one morning, and I ran to the front door in my pajamas and all, and the head of the utilities and some police officers were standing there, and utility workers and trucks were outside. And he looked at me, the head of the utilities, and he said it's already done. They had already taken my analog meter off and had reinstalled it with a smart meter. And also, Dr. Stan, there's been some real suspicious fires in the area, and you will not hear this on the news. And these fires are, people are finding out your insurance won't cover them because these meters are not UL certified, and this is a very big concern. And also Corex, the company that installed the meters in the Fort Collins area, and they are the biggest installers, I think, in the United States, they're actually buying up water rights within the United States. So we've got to get this stopped.
Is there,
basically,
I know that Deborah Trevera has a website.
What
is that website?
What have installed a smart meter on their home? Is there anything they can actually do about that in the way of a lawsuit?
There are law firms that are looking into it right now. There are more and more of them in California that are coming on board. And actually, they found out there's one that's all about health effects, and they actually have a second filing. And we found out about a week ago that this a lawsuit can now continue through the court. So this is really, really good news. And I've actually had law firms out of New York that have contacted me, and they're actually working with Josh Del Sol from Take Back Your Power. So this is going to become a huge issue in the next few months. So.
And you've got to help us, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get involved. You've got to get the information and then help us disseminate it. We have a caller. Is this caller still with us?
There is I thought there's another website, Stop Smart Meters, by Josh.
Yes, there's Stop Smart Meters, and there's Deborah Trevera's StopTheCrime.net, and those are all very, very good links to get on. And please, please start getting flyers out and become active.
And can we go to our city council and ask them or inform them and give them the DVD and have meetings with them so that they're aware and can they stand against that as well as the candidates that are running for office and the people who are in office?
Yes, we actually have been trying to do that here in the Fort Collins area. I do believe that a lot of our city council members have viewed the movie, and I know that the utility heads have for sure. So this is what's going on. We just have to get the message out and try and get candidates to run against this, and you're exactly right. So
we're
we just
talking
have to
about
keep working.
The poisoning, the toxic poisoning of the vast majority of the population of this country. And not only that, but the entire Europe, the same thing is happening in Europe and in other countries. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524.
Regarding the phones that are, you know, some people are using wireless phones in their house. Are those safe?
Virginia or Ann?
Oh, I thought we were out there. No, you don't want to have anything that's cordless. Cordless phones are just as dangerous as the cell phones. And that was brought out in the Interphone study in 2010. A lot of these scientists were upset because they didn't include cordless phones. And a lot of the people, just like I mentioned, my son only lived 7 months. So many people that were involved in that study only survived months, and they couldn't finish it. And yet it was still showing a 40% increase of brain tumor development with a regular cell phone user. And I believe a regular cell phone user in that study was 1 hour a week. And these kids are on these cell phones hours a day.
What about the Kindle? You know, like little kids, like 3 and 4, they're looking at like a screen, and that's all wireless as well, right?
Yes, those are really bad too. They you cannot comprehend. If you get one of these e-books, your mind cannot comprehend what you've just read, and it actually affects the brain cells. So I recommend people just get rid of wireless altogether and be very, very careful, because a lot of kids, and I actually know of a woman who did not own a cell phone but kept one of these iPads under her pillow at night because it kept her pillow warm, and she actually died from brain cancer. So we've got to be very careful and stop Common Core and getting all this wireless for these kids, and that's a big issue as well.
Right, because Common Core has a lot of wireless in it, right?
What does?
The Common Core. The
Common Core. Actually, I think the L.A. School Board just purchased $1 billion worth of laptop computers to make sure that every child in the school system could have a laptop. And this was very, very, very disturbing to a lot of people, so we've got to get it stopped. And
basically, these are wireless. This is the thing. These are wireless computers. If they had cords on the computers, they're not that dangerous. But it's when they're wireless, and that is the computers, the cell phones.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with them.
And they're putting them on their body.
Right. We'll be back. Our telephone number 877-254-7524. Are you concerned to automate?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. for your free consultation and no-obligation quote. Give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, this morning, this is Virginia Farmer. We have Ann calling in, and so if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ann, do you have anything else you said, wanted to say before we let you go? I guess Ann's gone. All right, Virginia, certainly now you're on the front line trying to get the information out. And there seems to be at least an early growing awareness. I don't think that the average person can actually believe that they would be actively and start intentionally poisoning our children, but they are. I mean, this is the most amazing thing. You see these little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, texting, and of course, the skull is not fully developed. These waves are getting into their brain, and actually, it can actually destroy brain tissue, can't it?
Yes, it can. It can definitely destroy brain tissue. And there's a lot of problems with kids with cell phones too, because a lot of kids, because of their texting, are having problems with their hands and having to have surgeries on their hands and. It causes so many problems, Dr. Stan, and this we've got to reverse this trend definitely. And I actually found out last weekend there was a woman that was speaking at a group that told us that she works in the hospital here in Fort Collins. I'm not going to mention the hospital's name, but apparently the doctors were concerned because over the last 2 weeks they've had several 12 and 13-year-old kids coming into the emergency room with severe depression and possible suicidal thoughts. So this stuff is all connected. So depression is one of the biggest and first symptoms that people may notice as well. So and I found it really interesting that the FDA a few months ago complained to the FCC about having cell towers in the wilderness areas because of the damaging effects that it can have on wildlife, and yet they don't care about our families and our kids. So I found that very, very frightening. So, but there is good news coming along. Fountain, Colorado, who is the sister city to Fort Collins, which took some of the grant money for these meters, they had a showing of Take Back Your Power last year, last summer, and I was there for the showing. And they had enough people that got out and got petitions signed, got rid of some of their city council members, and about a month ago announced that with the new council on board, that anybody could have a opt-out for nothing and could reinstall their analog meters for nothing. So this can happen. We just have to work at it.
And you're going to have to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to get involved because it's your life and your kids. We do have another caller. Who is calling?
Yeah, this is Brian McKnight from Northern Colorado.
Go right ahead, Brian. No question.
I was curious. Well, I had one question I was going to bring up. I've noticed a trend. I have some friends that there's like an app on your smartphone now that you can like listen to like white, or I guess it's called white noise, and you stick your cell phone next to your head at night while you sleep. and then make some sort of hissing noise, and I'll sleep better or something.
Why would you put your phone by your head? Obviously, I can't
be good for you. But that was my initial thing, just to give the warning out to anybody that's using that app. And then now I'm curious. There is a program where you can get your analog meter reinstalled.
Just for the city of Fountain, but they had to work at it. They passed out over 27,000 flyers, and Fountain is not all that large of a city. So but they did, and they replaced their city council members. And people need to know that Fort Collins is one of the top 10 smart grid cities, and we have a lot of industry that's connected to this as well. So we've got a lot of work to do here in Fort Collins. And also, I wanted to mention, Dr. Stan, that this whole grid thing also includes surveillance cameras that they are going to deploy all over our cities and towns. And so you're not going to be able to go anywhere without being surveilled. So we need to get this stuff stopped.
Well, now, are the surveillance cameras, do they create any sort of electromagnetic field?
We're looking into that. I was looking into a little bit of that last week. I haven't confirmed it, but at this point, I wouldn't doubt it. I know that the collector units for the smart meters themselves, the collector units are usually out in Fort Collins. They're out on our light poles, and you'll see these three prongs, these antennas sticking out. Those alone can transmit radiation up to 125 square miles. So this is how they're engulfing the city in radiation. And as far as the cell phone too, the reason I'm very glad I don't have one, it is hard to stop your addiction to them, but it is possible, and I'm living proof. I don't even own a cell phone, and I would not have one just for the mere fact with all the tracking that they can now do as well. So, and also every time they've upped the strength of the cell phones, the cell towers also follow along. So now we're not only getting a wave from the cell towers, we're getting a data wave as well, too. So this is how we're being engulfed in this stuff.
And the average individual has no knowledge because the media is keeping it secret. Is Brian still with us? Does he have another question or comment? I guess we lost him. What do you got about a minute to wrap up the program, Virginia, and then we'll be out of time. Go ahead. What are your
problems? Well, Dr. Stan, I'm just, you know, I know it's not a real popular thing to tell people, and a lot of people are so addicted that they look at me like I'm crazy, but really, truly, and we're not going to have a safe environment for our families anymore until we start getting rid of some of this stuff. Cell phones were never meant for the masses. They were for people that needed them for emergencies only, and that's basically where we're at. I mean, we've got to make a choice now, and it's going to be, we're at a critical time, and they're expecting cancer rates to go from 14 million a year to 22 million a year, and there's a reason for it. And there's a lot of issues. You can't see it, you can't smell it, and you can't taste it, just like the chemtrails and the GMOs, that kind of thing, and this is just another huge component of that.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack today. This is not an imaginary thing. This is very real, and you need to help us get it out. Our guest has been Virginia Barber, and we have a 4-CD set that'll give you the background. It's called the ELF Pulse, and we have the Smart Business 4-CD set. Thank you very much, Virginia. God bless. Talk to you later.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope that you will heed the warning this morning. It's very real. If you do not have our 4-CD set on smart meters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can order today the 4-CD set on ELF Pulse. ELF Pulse, and those will be made up. We do carry this book possibly smart meters. It goes in the background of Virginia Farmer's a Boy, and they're $18.95 plus shipping. And we'll have those hopefully in a few days. If you can order them now. And then, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you so that we can keep our programs going 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We are reaching people. More and more people are becoming aware of what's really going on and the fact that America is under attack today. And we're under attack from so many points of view. But the one thing is certainly the only thing that's going to save us from the smart meters would be an EMP attack, and I would hate to think of it, but you may want to even pray that we would have an EMP attack and wipe out the electronic background of this country, because the electronic background of this country is going to kill hundreds of millions of people. Now, this is the time, certainly, if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family as supporters, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, and Sydney, you can get our four best tapes of the month or CDs of the month, or you can get the various tape sets and other things we carry. And the funding for all of this goes into keeping our programs on the air, and then, of course, you can get the health products we carry, the medical products we carry. We have soap products. We carry all sorts of products that are used to finance what we do. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like more information, if you'd like a free catalog, call us at that same number, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to send you a free catalog. You can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can certainly watch many of our DVDs. You can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day on the Internet, and your job is to get other people to listen to our Internet programs at radioliberty.com.